Hey, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning into the 14th episode of As Inc. What As Inc is we do an improv forum called The Bat. The Bat is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark, but you killed me, Nathan. But you can just think of it as an improvised radio play. What's going to happen?
Nathan, stop it. I don't get thirsty.
We're going to take a suggestion from the hat here in a few seconds. Taking that suggestion, we're going to go for about 20 to 30 minutes, improvising scenes, games, characters, and whatnot. Playing with As Inc. this week is...
Casey Lawrence.
Samuel Hunter.
Michael Minto?
That's not right. Try again.
Does anybody...
Samuel Hunter.
Samuel Hunter? Okay.
We already got one of those.
Just throw out some names. I'll pick one
Nathan
I like.
Nathan Turner.
Oh, all right. You already said it. Do I need to say
it again?
Is that
the suggestion?
All right, and I'm Chris George. All right, so Sam, would you care to take a suggestion?
I would care to. Is that the way you say that?
Will you take a suggestion from the hat?
I want to. What I'm trying to say is I want to.
Would you mind?
No, I wouldn't mind at all.
Can you complete that action?
Yes.
This show is dedicated to understanding questions.
Oh. This, here, I'll just hold this up to the microphone so you folks at home can hear it.
Says Pyrex.
Close. The suggestion this week is picnic.
Picnic. All right. Picnic is this week's suggestion. And lights down. Physics department picnic. We are going to get so much physics poontang, dog.
I completely agree.
Good.
I completely agree.
All right. Step one. Scope out the babes, the activity.
The eye candy, if you will.
Yeah.
The talent, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Talent, that's a good one.
All right.
But first of all, I think we all need to agree on who we're going to scope out, what kind of hot, sexy babes we're going to look at.
Hey, I can't be tapped down. I don't know what we're going to encounter here. Jenny Trang might show up. All right?
Well, yeah, she's
great. She might
great.
Be here.
No, she's great. But I'm thinking that we should reach a consensus about which girls we're going to go after because we have to approach this from a scientific standpoint.
You know, guys, I know I was the one who just called them the talent.
Yeah?
And it was very funny what I said.
I enjoyed it.
It was good. I liked it.
But yeah, I'm having thoughts here. I'm having thoughts that maybe... It's not good to treat women like this.
What? We are the three coolest grad students in the physics department, you guys.
I know.
Hey,
yes.
Lenny.
Yeah?
Who knows more about quantum mechanics and particle fields than you?
Don't forget fingering.
Right. Well, but the quantum mechanics. Who knows more?
It's me.
Nobody.
I know.
Nobody knows more than you.
I know.
All right?
Most. I know.
Tom.
That me? Who are you talking about? Another Tom?
No, I'm talking about you,
Tom.
I thought you were
you.
Talking about another Tom.
No,
I hate it when people
you.
Talk about people other than me when
no,
they're looking at me.
No, I'm talking about you, man.
Okay.
I'm talking about you.
Okay, what is it about me?
Who knows more about Faraday cages and capacitor theory than Tom?
Well, I'm sure somebody does.
Don't forget anal beads.
Right. What up? Come on. Faraday cages, capacitor theory, anal beads. Who am I describing as an expert?
Well, I mean,
that
any
sounds
number
like Tom.
Of people.
That is Tom.
I mean, those qualifications could fit me possibly.
It's
yes.
Tom. Come on, man.
No,
come on.
No, I agree. I agree.
Show some bravado.
I don't disagree that we could all benefit from a little confidence. I agree with that.
Well,
I do.
I got to get some bravado.
Especially
here,
Tom.
Guys.
I do disagree with the premise that these women are objects and not our partners to have a fulfilling relationship with something besides a laser.
I'm not saying that they're not our intellectual equals because some of them are. Let's face it, I'm number two in the class when it comes to force vector diagrams and black body radiation, all right? That goes to Samantha K.
Also,
she's got the number
oral
one.
Sex.
Yeah.
Thank
well.
You.
You're num-
that
you're
and
number
inserting
two.
Things into your urethra.
You're
right.
Number
well,
two in the class in oral sex. I don't want you to forget that.
Thank you. You don't get to be an expert about sticking things
because
in your urethra
I'm number
unless
one.
You try it a bunch. All right, but We gotta get in there, gotta get pumped. They're our intellectual equals, but we are their physical superiors.
But I think they'd love the way we treat them. We're treating them like equations, right? Because we plug in the function and then we get out a product. We're going about this in a very mathematical way. Guys.
Okay. Let me handle this.
You go ahead.
Let me handle this. Tom?
Hold on. I'm getting something out of my ear hair. It's twisting.
Okay. Can you just listen to me while you're doing
I
that?
I will, but I gotta get it out of my ear hair.
Okay.
All right. All right. I think it's good now.
You remember Becky last year?
The hamster?
No.
In biology?
No. The girl. Becky.
The human girl, Becky.
The one you liked?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You asked around. What'd she say? What did she say?
She said I was a rotting little tit.
Right.
Yeah.
And then who'd she go out with not even an hour later? Hooking up on Lookout Point with her bra off. Who'd she go out with?
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you.
I don't have a good memory
for
this.
It wasn't you.
No, it was, I remember, it was Buck Zumwalt.
That's right. Bucky Zumwalt.
Yeah.
Fuck that
captain
guy.
Of the football team, captain of the basketball team, co-captain of the lacrosse team, captain of the bowling team, frat president of Alpha Beta Sigma. That Bucky Zumwalt.
Also captain of foot fetishes.
Thank you. So what did that get you?
I agree.
What
yes,
did that get
of
you?
Of course we all want to be like Buck Zumwalt. I'm not denying that, but can I tell you something? I think your heart is constipated.
I don't want to be like Bucky Zumwalt. I want to be an improved version of Buck Zumwalt. I want to be Buck Zumwalt 2.0.
Well, hey,
so is that like
point one?
What is that like? Captain of facials? I don't understand.
Everyone, welcome to the first annual Pick and Save Memorial Picnic.
Yeah. Woo! Oh, this is gonna be great.
I'm really, truly, sorry that Pick and Save had to be bought out by Big Lots.
Big Lots!
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Can I say something here? Do not like the picnic pattern with the checkered sort of thing.
Who brought
all the picnic blankets? It's ugly and stuff.
We are trying to get better at our picnic planning, but this is... Excuse me? Did you say, I must ask you, Mr. Thompson, if you would like to speak, you can hold the pick and save basket.
Speech!
Speech. Stupid basket. My name is Mr. Borealis Thompson, and Mr. Borealis Thompson don't hold no baskets.
Can you just tell me, sir, why you don't want to hold that basket?
Yeah, I don't have any fingers. See my nubs?
Fingers!
Oh, that is the...
Look at the nubs!
Oh, darling old man.
Yeah, on either hand. I got shot 10 times in the war, and unfortunately, every single time it was in the finger.
That fingers!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We need to stop whatever the hell this is. Wait, so we're saying that his loss was greater than his only singular personal loss was greater than the loss that we all suffered when Pick and Save was bought by the corporate honchos at Big Lots.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Where are we going to find Bugles at half price when they're expired?
I know. We could put disease in them, then they'd be half price.
Yeah, they probably.
Listen, I don't have a lot of ideas. But, really? 10 times? In which war?
The big one.
That sounds like a big one.
Yeah.
Wait, the Big Lots War?
The big war.
You fought in the Big Lots War?
Yeah.
And you came to our memorial for Pick and Save?
Oh, sure.
You're a hero.
Yeah.
This week, History Channel presents the Big Lots War. Started originally in a parking lot in downtown Lexington, Kentucky in 1987. The Big Lots War was fought between three large giants. Big Lots, Sam's Club, and a Target offshoot which was only known as Archer. These are the stories of the Big Lot Wars. First, CEO of Sam's Club, Colonel Robert Samuel.
These were some tough years. I really wished many different things upon the bad, bad man who owned the local archers. But I had no way to realize them because I'd never met none of them motherfuckers from Big Lots.
We shall also hear from Archer's Minuteman member, Private First Class, Willem Samsby.
I was very scared, you know, the first time I went into, the fight, and I remember I heard the first whizzing of a bag of bugles right past my head, and I remember thinking, oh God, I'm in a war, and bugles are going by my head, but they're not being played, you know? And I was paralyzed. I stood there until the assistant regional manager dove and side-tackled me into a handicapped parking space to protect me, and I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that.
History Channel presents The Big Lots War. Thursday at 8/7 Central. Only on the History Channel. Alright, dodgeball. Alright, Captain. Let's go. I'm gonna pick Nick. I'm gonna pick Nick first. Nick, you're on my team.
Okay, I'll come right over.
Okay, I guess I get second pick. Second pick.
Ooh. This is a strange draft. We're picking this very strange.
Why are you guys picking without me? I get the other team captain.
I get the first five drafts.
Is that true?
He does. We agreed to this because you didn't pay your league fees on time.
Yeah. I get first five drafts. Yeah.
Okay. I'll get that. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna pick Sean. Sean next.
Oh, thanks. Awesome.
All right. Got three more picks. Brian.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll be right over.
Okay. Two more picks. Lenny.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. One more pick.
You want to pick me?
Hey, pick the other team captain. He's pretty good.
There's no one left.
Oh, good call. Dan, you're on my team.
Thanks, man.
All right, looks like we're playing a faggot.
Oh, shucks.
Ted, could you get in here? I'd like to talk about programming for a second.
Yar, I come in and talk to you about programming. What you have to say?
Ted, I really think that it was a good direction we were heading in with our series on the Big Lot Wars, but you kind of took me for a loop here with our new fall schedule. Lot of shows about how can I put this? Dirty fucking pirates.
Yar, of course.
What do you mean of course? Nobody likes pirates. Pirates are probably...
What do you mean nobody likes pirates?
I don't mean to offend you or anything, Ted.
Then don't.
But pirates are dirty sons of bitches that nobody likes.
Them's be fighting words.
Well, I didn't say them. That's what the market research says.
How dare you speak to me like that? I fought in the Big Lots Wars.
You...
I got shot 11 times in that war. Shut off all me fingers and me penis. You remember that. Next time you want to come, bring me into your office and talk to me about the program and having too much to do with pirates.
Tana, I'm really sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but the market research is what it is. And next time, well, we're just going to have to tear it in half. You know, with your pirate strength that you have in your elbows.
That's a son of mine right there. Tear it in half.
We'll tear it in half and we'll make more shows about pirates and we'll change our name from the VH1 History Channel to Pirate.
Buck Zumwalt. Hey, Buck. Buck.
Yeah, what's
Shape
up?
Up.
What are you
Buck,
talking about?
We are cutting you from this football team / bowling league.
What? You do not cut me from the team!
Buck Zumwalt, I tell you, God, you know, we are just going to have to cut you. Buck, you listen to me. There is a 2.0 version of you, and we are going to get this guy.
Buck, show me where is that.
I will
where
not,
is it?
I will not, because I don't want you to die.
Show me where's Buck 2.0.
Buck, I care about you as a human being. Okay?
I'm going to bite his balls off.
Buck, listen to me.
Hey, just answer me one thing.
Yes.
Does he have nice feet?
He's got
Does he have nice feet?
Nicer feet than you. Because he's a new 2.0. Literally everything about him is improved.
Buck
upon
baby,
you.
Buck baby, will you chill the fuck out, please? Will you chill the fuck out?
Shut
please?
Up, Katrina! No. Shut up!
I don't like when you talk to me that way, it feels like you're constipated in your heart.
I don't care, I will kill you!
Buck.
I will kill you
Buck.
With my rock fist!
Buck 2.0 has a granite fist. It's not even just regular rock. It's a granite fist.
Show me what Buck 2.0 is!
That sounds really hot to me.
I know, right? Like, it's the best
you know,
thing to go
I'm a rock fist him in the granite head!
He'd be the captain of you-know-what team.
I know, right? The fisting team.
Oh, yeah.
The rock fisting team.
No, you're right. I was gonna say curling.
Oh,
yeah
that too. Fuck, listen. This is for your own safety. Buck 2.0... is everything you could never be, which is much better than your current version of yourself.
Well, bring him in already, Shit.
I mean, I'd bring him in.
I'm gonna rip his memory glands off!
At least bring me to him.
I think that's probably a better idea, because I don't want Buck 1.0 to die.
Buck 1.0, baby.
Don't touch me, Trina!
I'm gonna go check it out, and when I come back, you will know that you are the only Buck 1.0 for me.
Yeah,
okay?
You go check it out!
I will.
Yeah, go check it out.
I will.
Okay, cut.
Walking now. I'm walking.
Trina, I must tell you.
Okay.
The amount of physical beauty and intellectual stamina and sexual prowess that Buck 2.0 has is actually unmeasurable by today's current standards.
No shit!
Yeah, we have found no scientific way to prove that Buck 2.0 is actually a human being.
Oh, is he like one of those gross aliens?
I wouldn't say gross because everything about him is so physically perfect.
Okay, well then, let me see.
Yeah. Hey, I met him at the local bar.
Good.
Yeah, he's staying at
and
my
his,
house.
And his name is Buck 2.0.
Well, it's very strange. His name is actually Bucky Zumwalt 2.0.
That's peculiar.
But that's his first name, and his last name is Jones.
That's very funny to me, Katrina.
Yeah. So.
So bring him in, man. Get him in here.
We will get him right now.
Hey, what's up?
Jesus God.
What's going on?
That may in fact be what he is.
Bucky Zumwalt 2.0.
That's my first name. Don't wear it out. You liking what you see?
I like it very much. Do you like what you see is my only question.
It's not bad.
It's not
bad. It reminds me a lot of Newton's third law of motion. What's at rest tends to stay at rest.
I don't really understand that, but I'm going to take it.
Actually,
it makes me super wet.
Bucky Zumwalt 2.0. I just got a text message that said that we have a Trina 2.0.
What?
Yeah. Trina, I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to kick you off of the hanging out with the bowling team.
I swear to God, I will rip that bitch's eyes out. Do not fuck with me right now, please. I'm in a super emotional place. I just left my boyfriend because I thought I was going to get Bucky Zumwalt 2.0 Jones, but no. There's Katrina 2.0. Fuck you, dude.
I'm really, really sorry about this, but she's right here.
Bring her in. Bring her in here. Let me see her. Let me see her.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She sounds like the Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Hello, I'm Katrina 2.0. Yes, what is it you want?
Can I just say, she might be improved, but she is super racist.
She is.
Oh, my goodness. You shut up, okay? Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me right now. I don't even want to see your face.
You're like some sort of robot bitch.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
Bucky, what about... No!
I just met you 40 seconds ago.
And it was the best 40 seconds of my life,
Katrina,
Bucky.
Please shut up for a second. Katrina 2.0 would like to talk to Bucky Zumwalt 2.0.
Dare you, bitch.
This week on VH1 Behind the Music, we look at the story of Buck 1.0. Buck 1.0 was born in a small town. That's right, Topeka, Kansas, 1987. We first spoke with his mother, Mrs. Zumwalt.
He was a bright young boy who always excelled in the classroom and, you know, on local television, where he won the local Price is Right. He won the Showcase Showdown. He got within $100 of the correct price, and he won both of the shows.
We cover his rise to fame as he put on over 800 pounds of muscle and grew to a towering 8 feet. We spoke to his high school gym coach.
He was quite an individual. Tell you what, almost damn near cost me my job. I love that kid. You know, he was something. Never replaceable. You know, there wasn't just any old Buck Zumwalt. You know, he was the kind of kid that you could just rely on all the time to do whatever you needed. Whether it was pound somebody in the face with his fist made of rock, or, you know, yell really loud while, you know, you're trying to steal something from the local 7-Eleven.
And his inevitable downfall and death at the age of 22. We spoke to a coroner.
Buck is dead. Buck is real dead. He not lying no more.
And we spoke to his replacement, Buck Zumwalt 2.0, Johnson.
I tell you what, I was only his replacement, because his replacement, was super dead.
This week on VH1 Behind the Music, Thursday at 9, 8 central, after an all-new Big Lots Wars. Coach Pratt, can I get you to step in here for a second?
Oh, my God. Buck! Where is my Buck 1.0? Where is my Buck 1.0?
Coach Pratt. Yes, Pratt. Yes, yes. Step in my office.
Here he is, Trina! Oh,
what is God, going Buck. On out in that hall, Coach Pratt?
Yes, hello. Buck. Hello. Yes, Principal. I'm really, really sorry.
What is going on out in that hallway, Coach Pratt?
All sorts of weird stuff.
I'm hearing reports that you are playing matchmaker on campus.
Matchmaker?
That you are breaking up relationships.
What?
That you are hooking people up.
What?
That you are making clones of people. Will you step out in that hallway and stop
them? I'm going to stop them. Hey! You kids, shut the hell up!
I have just reunited with my boyfriend, and I could not be happier.
Thanks a lot,
Trina. I was so lonely without
Come you. Come on, Trina. Yes, let me
go up to all of my holes. I just...
Kids!
Oh.
Kids!
Hey, 2.0, do you want to go out with me?
Let's go, Trina 2.0.
Let's go. You can make love to all my holes.
Sounds good.
Principal!
Only one?
Principal.
Buck gets to make love to all of my holes.
Principal.
Except that one, baby.
I'm a dean! I am a
Excuse
dean
me.
Of students!
I'm sorry. Dean... Murphy. Dean
yes.
Murphy.
Dean Murphy, is that your real name?
I assure you, there is no one.
No, my first name is not Dean. I am a Dean. Who are you? Do you even go to school here?
Not for much longer. I'm about to get preggers.
Okay.
I can feel it. Yeah. I can feel
get
it.
Off
She's
right.
about to get preggers!
We're about to have the second most perfect children in the world.
You're like 8 feet tall. Do you go to school here?
Isn't he so gorgeous?
I don't need to go to school.
Also, he makes me not lonely at all.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I fulfill their needs.
He fulfills all of my needs.
Ah, he fulfills needs. I actually wasn't sure what he said.
He's like a drone, and I am his queen, and it is so good.
Okay.
All right, Trina, I'm gonna take you back and oh, pop the blood vessel.
Back! Coach Pratt.
I'm back! Coach.
Yes, Dean Murphy.
He was the only man.
Trina,
you're doing. You cannot quit students,
she,
Coach Pratt.
She said she wasn't going to be a student for very long.
Why
she's getting preggers.
You can't
she
hit
does not
people.
Shut up.
Well, I can hit
Who
pregnant women.
Who are you?
Don't,
I am Trina 2.0.
What does that mean?
That's not what I need right now.
Hey, Jessica. Go get the frisbee.
Okay. All right. Here it comes.
Yeah.
All right. This is fun.
We really have the best time out here, don't we?
We do. Just the two of us. We don't need anybody else.
No, and if anybody else came by, I'd totally be mad at them.
I'd call them names behind their backs. I'd say mean things about them.
Hey, Jessica.
Oh, whatever, Steve. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, faggot.
Steve. Yeah, bet you can't even throw a frisbee, you know, 20 feet.
I'm on the ultimate frisbee team.
Yeah, because you're ultimately bad in the end. Get it?
Are you calling me gay? Is that a gay joke?
I mean...
Saying it's bad in my end?
You're real bad. And...
Are you looking to get punched in the face?
Whoa!
Jessica, what are you doing hanging around with a faggot like faggot here?
Hi. Hi, Steve. Hi.
Hi. I already said hi to you. Hey, why don't you head up to my car over there? It's a Honda Civic, 2005.
Yeah, whatever.
And,
I'll
you
see
know,
you there.
Yeah, get
see,
ready
whenever
for
you
me.
Get, whenever you get a chance,
get
I'll be,
ready,
up, Steve, I'll be in
me.
There.
Steve, get out of here. Wait at your car. I have to talk to Jessica because your car has like 10 hot babes standing on it. You might have to go deal with it.
What? Okay.
See, Jessica, he doesn't even care about you.
No, he does. Have you seen his abs? His abs care.
Well, my dad taught me that if I really, really want to put my mouth on another girl's mouth, then I can have to take everything into control. I have to do it just the way I wanted to.
I have no idea what you're talking
I'm
about.
Sorry, I'm nervous. Steve freaks me out.
Hey, faggot. There were no babes up there.
Steve, hi.
Hi, Jessica.
It's me again.
Well, looks like they all must have ran off because of your annoying frisbee end.
That's okay. I'll keep you company, Steve. Come on, let's go.
No.
Good. I could really use some company right now.
Trina, can you believe the bullshit they're putting on the television these days?
I certainly can.
Not. Oh my god.
My cadence is all fucked up. I'm in such an emotional place right now.
Trina, I can't even watch a History Channel anymore. They don't even have the respect that people are supposed to have for the Big Lots War.
It's just that every time I see a machine of war, I think about Buck 1.0.
Here it is with Buck 1.0 again.
It's only been 2 years. The hurt is so deep.
Girl, it'll be okay.
I know, but it's not okay now.
The Big Lots wars were hard on all of us.
I know.
Okay, and just because...
He died of high blood pressure, but I know.
Just because he died while the Big Lots wars were happening 20,000 miles away. Doesn't mean...
You're right.
Doesn't mean you're that right. You weren't a victim. You're a victim. Oh, Buck Zumwalt
2.0.
Oh, Buck Zumwalt 2.0. Buck Zumwalt 2.0.
Yeah.
This hole is so romantic.
I know. You know how many pounds of TNT was equal to the nuclear explosion that made this hole?
Oh, I don't know, Buck, but could you possibly have lifted it all?
You bet I could. I could have lifted all of it. And then some.
Fuck Zumwalt 2.0.
Yeah.
Being here with you is like being with Martin Luther King when he was delivering his speech.
It's like being with Gandhi when he starved himself to death.
It's like being with Winston Churchill when he fucked that hooker.
All of those things and more.
Pyrex Glass. When Winston Churchill fucks a hooker, and you need to fix a hole in the world.
Wow, Buck Zumwalt really is the captain of fisting.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Big Lots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they having them wars there.
That Big Lots. It's... dead.
Yeah.
I never did like them. Big Lots.
Yeah, there it goes again. Oh man, the rain, it's warm like spit. Do you feel that rain? Feel like God spitting on me.
Yeah.
Like I'm taking a shower in saliva.
Not a good feeling right there. Wish I could.
Guys. You two gentlemen with, less than average dental hygiene. I really need a place to lay low for, guys, I...
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're staying here.
No, I need to stay with, you are the first house.
You can't take us with you, because we don't want to go.
I don't want to take you anywhere. I want to stay with, you guys are the first house.
No, but this is our house.
Yeah, but I just...
Yeah, if you stay in our house, where are we supposed to stay?
We're not going anywhere.
I didn't realize your houses were too small to support another person.
Yeah.
But I...
You city folk don't realize a lot of things.
I am being hunted, sir, and I just need you to understand that. So I am in a really rough place right now.
Yeah, likely story.
It's not...
I had a kid come up to me and say he was being hunted.
Yeah.
Turns out I heard him wrong. He said his name was something... And I didn't hear it.
I am actually being hunted. H-U-N-T-E-D.
Oh, yeah, by who, huh?
By Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that?
It's a discount store.
Well, but my name's Sam.
And my name is Sam, too. It's not a...
Yeah, but my name's Club.
Can we join the Sam's Club?
You, yes, but it's not a
so
club of Sam.
So are we supposed to hunt you then?
No, it's like
Hold on, I'll go get the shotgun.
Oh, God, please don't do that.
Tell you what.
I'm super sensitive to the sight of guns, especially right
I'm
now.
I'm back.
Oh, God. Don't do that. That went off right in my ear. Okay.
Club, what's up, Sam? You missed that thing you were shooting at. You
should probably... could have got two glass eyes.
Ooh, that's
here, not... you better shoot him. There you go.
Sam, from one Sam to another.
Yeah, are we in the Sam's Club?
We're in our Sam's Club.
We better be in the Sam's Club.
We're in our Sam's Club. I want you, the Sam's Club that is hunting me is a club for people not named, most of them aren't named Sam.
Hey, well, how'd you run afoul of this here fake Sam's Club?
I work for a company called Big Lots.
Big Lots. Like the Big Lots Wars?
We don't like no damn Big Lots.
Did I say Big Lots? Because I meant Archers. I work for Archers.
We hate the Big Lots.
I work for Archers, I said. I meant Archers. I'm getting hunted because I'm in the Big Lots Wars, and I work for Archers. That's what I meant, Club.
So
Sam, that's what
I
meant,
of course.
Are you
one of them double agents?
No.
You
what?
Say
no.
You's
no.
With the Sam's Club?
No, who said I was with the Sam? I'm being hunted by the Sam's
you
Club.
You look like a Big Lots.
No, you said we were in our own Sam's Club.
We are in our own club of Sam's that has
but
nothing
then,
to do with the discount
said,
club.
Then you
Sam's
said you were in the Sam's Club for
are you
Big Lots.
Are you familiar with the Costco? Do you know Costco? Do you know that business model?
We don't much care for the Costco.
But you understand what it is, right? You buy a membership card and then you get discounted items.
Well, we like Walmart. You go to Walmart.
It's
Walmart.
Like Walmart, but you have to be part of the You have to be part of the club to buy it at.
Yeah,
this
I don't
right?
like it.
No, you don't like it. That's right. That's right.
Did
and
you
this...
perhaps know that the Sam's Club is owned by the Walmart?
I was not aware of that.
Well, then you better get to learning. Because Sam's Club and I are going to wall over your mark.
Listen. All right. That was episode number 14 of As Inc. Our suggestion this week was Picnic. Playing this week was...
Casey Lawrence.
Nathan Turner.
Michael Minto.
And Sam Hunter. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov, that's P-R-O-V, at gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe via iTunes, and we will see you next week.
Do not forget to subscribe via iTunes.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
You should probably talk about it a little more.
I will pin a note to your chest. Do not forget.
If you do forget, we will find you. We will hurt you.
With a fist made out of granite. The end!
Thanks very much, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Fire exits are.
Yeah.
How many important. Per number of employees and...
This is an emergency. The building's burned down. I'm sorry, there's only 10 people to this exit. The rest of you are going to have to follow me across the
we're
entire
gonna use,
museum.
We're going to use exit
side.
Bravo. The other 15 of you need to go to the other
no,
side
no,
of the
no,
building.
No, I'm sorry.
And
I
use
asked
exit
him.
Charlie.
I said,
wait, who are you? You are an echo.
A velvet rope across
you are
the
not,
I'm sorry.
You are not an alpha exit. You are a Charlie exit. You need to truck on back to the Charlie exit.
I went up to my boss afterwards and I was like, hey, I need... I'm just curious. I'm just curious. Where are our evacuation plans and the map of our fire extinguishers and shit like that? And he's like, they're over there. And I was like, I don't really want them. I was just curious. And he's like, that's good because I don't want to get them.
We set this city
a lot of work.
I was like, you know what you just said to me is against the law, right? And he's like, yeah.
Are we going to do that 2-minute deal?
We can do that. One thing I wanted to try this time would be record.
I don't like that idea.
Okay, will you let me say
so
my idea before you shoot it?
Well, I can...
You can shoot down whatever idea
within three guesses,
I
can
I
guess
it.
What it is.
Okay, go ahead.
You were going to say that what you want to do is
okay.
sort of the normal structure, however, but we want to add to that another thing pass.
Is that your guess? We want to add another thing? That's it? That's all you came up with?
Just say what your damn idea is so I can say no to it.